You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. It is 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock on this 8th of June. Yes, it is the 8th of June. And what do we say on this third day of the week? We say WTW. Of course we do, don't we? Welcome. Welcome to Wednesday here on The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And I'm going to be with you right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Let's take a look at a couple of things relevant to us here on this day, the 8th of June. And this is in the world of entertainment, going back to the year 1912. We're looking at Carl Lamy. He incorporates Universal Pictures on this day. In 1914, London sees the first performance of Borodin's opera, Prince Igor. This is the first time it's been staged outside of Russia. And in 1947, how many of you remember Lassie? Yes, the Lassie show debuted on ABC Radio. It was a 15-minute show.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. Five, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Come on.
or shake. We will find a place where there's so much space. And the pace back east, rustling just to see.
It was back in 1979. That was originally released by the Pet Shop Boys. By the way, the song's title is attributed to the 19th century quote, "Go West, young man," commonly attributed to Horace Greeley, a rallying cry for the colonization of the American West, but also an invitation to pursue one's own dreams and individuality. The melody resembles that of the state anthem of the Soviet Union, apparently. And later the National Anthem of Russia, composed by Alexandrov. Both the 7 and 12 inch versions of the song were subsequently collected on various greatest hits albums over the years. By the way, there was a 1997 radio remix was made in the wake of the success of the one we just played, the version by the Pet Shop Boys, 1993 version. By the way, it does say that on the 7th of May in 2012, a landmark ruling in accordance with the Copyright Act of 1976, Victor Willis was awarded 33% of the copyright to Go West and other Village People hits. There you go. Who was Victor Willis, you might well ask? He was an American singer, songwriter and an actor, and is the founding member, guess what, of the Village Boys. So there we go. Interesting, isn't it? I thought so. Good morning, everybody. We're just making our way 8 minutes after six.
I'd like to know, 'cause here I go.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Mr. Paul McCartney was singing about silly love songs, and right now that's the Stray Cats and Rock This Town. Time on the Breakfast Show. I'm a little bit late. We're 16 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock, so we better do this. Oh, exactly. Get you in the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. All right? Very important. What have we got for you in the shower this morning? Oh, we're going to boogie.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. There we go. A little bit of, a TOD this morning in the show, as we like to do occasionally. Touch of disco. That was Silver Convention and Get Up and Boogie. Right, there we go. Then off to wherever it is you're going this morning. We're exactly 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. It's going to be a good morning this morning. We're going to be talking about the movies with Andreas. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, as we do. We'll also check in around about that time with Ingrid as well. In the last hour this morning, we've got Anita. Anita Literacy's coming in to talk to us about what's going on with the American Society. That's what we've got lined up for you. Plenty of great music going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. All right. So do stick around. I don't like to sit here on my own. And I tell you what, looking out the studio window, just sort of waking up, those sort of little tired eyes are opening up. I tell you what, I didn't think it was going to be very good because we had a lot of rain again in the night, last night and this morning. There's a bit of thunder just now here in the city. But I do notice that it's sort of, as it's moving away, I can see patches of blue sky. So it's probably going to be a little bit later on, like yesterday, with the sun peeping through the clouds. But we can always hope, can't we? Good morning, sunshine. Aqua.
You keep me warm all day. Just stay with me. Good the 9 to 5 upon the shelf and just enjoy yourself. Groove, let the madness and the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all.
You live it off the wall.
Following on from Aqua and Good Morning Sunshine, Michael Jackson, of course, and Off the Wall. And if you keep an eye on the time, we are coming down 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. You're listening to us, of course, on 89.3 Cool FM, and a very good morning and welcome, that's what we say.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can trouble and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors. Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica_panama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And I tell you what, the time is 29 minutes before 7 o'clock, and I can say right now, exactly. Right, let's take a look at some of the local news, which we will be looking at in more detail a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. The Ministry of Health's report of yesterday, 3,523 new cases. These numbers just seem to be sticking there, don't they? They won't go down. This is in the last 24 hours, while three deaths were also confirmed. According to data from the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health, the 3,523 detected cases was after the application of 16,091 tests. So we're still around 20 to 22%. That's 21.9% positivity. Likewise, it is reported that three deaths have been in the reported in the last 24 hours. Cumulative total now of deaths, 8,279. The lethality percentage, 0.9%. Regarding the active cases, it is specified that they now add up to 26,583. Of this number, 26,287 are in their homes, and 296 are hospitalised. Now, those in isolation in the hospitals are divided homes. We've got 26,248 and 39 in the hospital hotels. That's the number of active cases. Now, regarding those hospitalised, it is detailed 263 are in the wards and 33 are in the intensive care units. And the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, reported that the Get Vaccinated in Your Neighbourhood strategy, which brings the doses against COVID-19 closer to the people's surroundings, will be extended to the rest of the country. Sucre explained that the strategy will be extended through the coordination of the Head of Nursing of the Ministry of Health. This is Yesuvia de Copete, and the Director of the Expanded Programme on Immunisation, Itzel Hewitt. Now, moving on from that, we're looking at investigations. Well, after including the investigations, the Attorney General of the Administration, this is Rigoberto Gonzalez, ordered on the 16th of May the file of the complaints against officials of the state radio and television system SIRTV be filed. This is for the broadcast of a video of the Vice President and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo. Cedeño denounced that on the 20th of April, SIRTV broadcast the video in which Carrizo sent a message at a time when the nominations of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, were closing to choose the national executive. And at the time, Eddie Arruz, who was director of SIRTV, defended the transmission of the vice president's words and also clarified that they were broadcast as a state official and not as a political figure. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, was criminally denounced for having sanctioned the law that reconfigures the electoral circuits in the country, one day after that norm was demanded before the Supreme Court. Now, the lawyer, Abdiel González Pereira, filed the complaint against Cortizo on Tuesday in the Commission on Credentials, Regulations, Parliamentary Ethics and Judicial Affairs of the National Assembly for the alleged commission of the crime of abuse of authority and violation of public duties. More on that later on. The Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office filed an accusation against five people for the alleged commission of the crime of embezzlement to the detriment of the Ministry of Social Development, that's MIDES, for mismanagement of funds directed in the Fundación Chalibre Panama shelter. We know this is Funchipa. During the hearing held on Monday, the guarantee judge, Hiroko Timoko, admitted the presentation of 20 pieces of testimonial evidence 13 expert witnesses and 54 documentaries provided by the prosecutor's office. And, right, let's move on to Sandra Castillo, judge of guarantees for the First Judicial Circuit of Panama, did not agree on Tuesday to a request to change the precautionary measure of home retention for periodically reporting before the public ministry for one of those involved in the investigation of the swabs that were made to travel to the islands of Taboga and Contadora. And the defense attorney, Kevin Reed, also requested for his client, Carmen Arosamena, the precautionary measure of prohibition to leave the country. Both of those, of course, were declined, and she must stay in house arrest. The rice agri-food chain decided by consensus this Monday to import 600,000 quintals of this grain in shells and thus guarantee supply to the population. Now, the decision was made by the chain made up of the unions of producers, millers, food distributors, Ecodeco and consumers in a meeting after almost 5 hours of analysis and deliberations. The Minister of Agricultural Development, Augusto Valderrama, participated in the meeting. He did go on to congratulate all the members of the chain for reaching an agreement that will help guarantee the food security of Panamanians. He added that the approval of this quota will give the country more supplies due to the existing problems due to the lack of supplies and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And the Panamanian Consumer Confidence Index for the month of May reflected that mistrust remains about the ability to save and the opportunity to get a job. According to a report by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama in coordination with the Marketing Group, the Consumer Confidence Index for May of 2022 marked 87 points, basically maintaining the same result recorded in the previous measurement, which is in March. The level of consumer confidence remains low as the pandemic continues, said Domingo Barrios of the marketing group. And that's it. To say more information on those stories a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Back to the music.
Don't you pretend when it's all about show me some love. You got to show me some love. We can't pretend when it's all about. Throw me some love. Now won't you throw me some love? We can't pretend when it's all about. Give me some love. Now won't you show me some love? We can't pretend anymore, 'cause we're fine.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
Oh, isn't that lovely? That's Jermaine Jackson there, and Do What You Do. Indeed. Before that, the heavy and fighting for the same thing. If you are keeping eye on time, we're exactly 14 minutes right now, boys and girls, before the hour of 7 o'clock. Don't forget, top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. 7:30, we'll take a look at some of the business headlines. And in between the two, we'll take a look at the weather, which, just let me turn around, look out the window. Yeah, I think we're getting some breaks in the cloud, so it looks like we will get some, little bits of sunshine peeping through a little bit later on. This morning, I was just taking a rummage, as I do, and I was looking at some of the tech news for this morning. You know, have you heard about this teenager who tracks Elon Musk's jet? Well, he's now got a new target, celebrities. The 19-year-old Jack Sweeney just announced he's expanding his search to include Hollywood stars like Tom Cruise and Kim Kardashian. I tell you what, I've seen Tom Cruise fly. Saw Top Gun, didn't you? All I can say is good luck with tracking that. It's Rufus together with Chaka Khan and Ain't Nobody next on my playlist this morning. I'm going to be here till 10, by the way, don't forget. So please do try and hang around for as long as you possibly can. All right, guess later on.
Nobody, baby.
Rufus together with the Chaka Khan and Ain't Nobody. I tell you what, just taking a little look at some things Neil sends me in, looking at, the world of entertainment on this date, the 8th of June, by the way. Aren't we whipping through June? And here we go, a couple, by the way, the book, an interview read 1984 by George Orwell. Well, that was published. That was published on this day, going back to 1949, when that was published. Good year, 1949. 1961, the Milwaukee Braves. They set a Major League Baseball record when four consecutive home runs in the seventh innings. Now, I'm sure there's quite a few out there which will probably be able to understand that. Not so much me, I must admit. We're 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Scar tissue that I wish you saw. Side captain, Mr. Know-it-all. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share.
Chili Peppers and Scar Tissue. And keep an eye on the time. We are 4.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Looking at something else here to do with this day in music, in the world of entertainment, not just music. 1974, Rick Wakeman announced that he was leaving the band Yes. Patrick Mraz replaced him on the 18th of August. And I was just looking at some of the people that have been in the band over the years. John Anderson, Chris Squire, Pete Banks, Peter Banks, Bill Burford. We've got Rick Wakeman, we just mentioned, Alan White, Patrick Moraz, Trevor Horn, Trevor Rabin. And the list goes on. And right now, the current, they're still going strong, yes. One of those groups still going strong. Steve Howe, Jeff Downs, Billy Sherwood, and John Davison, the current list. If you haven't heard of the band yet, I'm sure a lot of you haven't because it is going back quite a while. Here's one of their tracks. It's called Wondrous Stories. Yes, and Wondrous Stories. And that was released back in September 1977. It was the first single off of their eighth studio album, which was called Going for the One. It was written by the lead vocalist, John Anderson, who gained inspiration for the song one morning during his stay in Montreux in Switzerland, where the band recorded the album. Song reached number 7 on the UK singles chart for them, and by the way, that was the highest charting single in the country for the band, yes. And that's it. That has brought us to, just after the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Right, and let's take a look at some of the international news for this morning. It is Wednesday, what do we say? WTW, yes, welcome to Wednesday, 8th of June. Ukrainian troops holding out in the ruins of Severodonetsk came under renewed heavy assault on Wednesday from Russian forces, who see the capture of the industrial city as key to control of the surrounding Luhansk region. In southern Ukraine, another major battleground in the war, authorities warn that Russian attacks on agricultural sites, including warehouses, were compounding a global food crisis that has stirred concerns of famine in some developing countries. And growing food shortages may represent the same health threat to the world as the COVID-19 pandemic, a leading global figure. A health figure has warned. Rising food and energy prices, in part sparked by the war in Ukraine, could kill millions, both directly and indirectly. Peter Sands, executive director of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria, told Reuters in an interview on Tuesday. The World Bank has approved $1.49 billion in financial support for Ukraine to help pay wages for social workers and civil servants, Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said on Wednesday. Now, funding will be used to pay wages for social workers and civil servants. Recovery and victory will be the victory of democracy and the whole civilized world, said a Ukraine politician. He tweeted that. A Chinese official said on Wednesday an ironclad partnership with Cambodia was bolstered by military cooperation as work began on a China-funded upgrade of Cambodia's biggest naval base that has raised U.S. concerns about China's growing influence. Cambodian Minister of Defense T. Bahn said he dismissed fears that Cambodia would let China build a military base on its soil, saying any country could use the facilities at the Ream naval base, while Cambodia was open to accepting military assistance from anyone. A car drove into a crowd of people in Western Berlin on Wednesday, killing one person and smashing through a shop window, police said, in a district of the German capital, popular with tourists and shoppers. More than a dozen people were injured, a police spokesman said, at the scene. Some injuries were serious, a spokesman for the fire service added. A man is believed to have driven into a group of people. It's not yet known whether it was an accident or a deliberate act, police said, while adding that the driver had been detained at the scene. Brazilian police investigating the disappearance of a British journalist and an indigenous expert in the Amazon rainforest have questioned a possible suspect among several fishermen known to have clashed with authorities earlier over fishing rights. Dom Phillips, a freelancer who has written for The Guardian, Washington Post and other well-known publications, was last seen on Sunday, along with Bruno Pereira, a former senior official with federal indigenous agency FUNAI. And police in northern India arrested a youth leader from the Hindu nationalist ruling party for posting anti-Muslim comments on social media after derogatory remarks by another party official about the Prophet Mohammed led to a diplomatic furore, officials said on Wednesday. Harshit Srivastava, a youth leader from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, was arrested in Kanpur City. This was following communal tensions last week during a protest by Muslims to denounce the anti-Islam comments. And lastly, seven Frenchmen and an Italian go on trial in Paris on Wednesday for stealing a work by the graffiti artist Banksy that had been sprayed onto an emergency door of the Bataclan Theatre in Paris. This was to honour the victims of the November 15, 2015 attacks. In June of 2018, Banksy created a mural of a veiled female figure in a mournful pose on a fire exit door of the concert venue when 90 people were killed in attacks by Islamist gunmen that caused 130 fatalities in Paris and its outskirts. And that's it. Some of the things in the international news for this Wednesday morning. A little bit later on, 7:30, we'll take a look at some of the business news for you as well. Black Star Dancing is what that is called, the 12-inch mix, and that's Noel Gallagher and the High Flying Birds. Breakfast show time, 10 minutes right now. That's after the hour, 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. If we take a trip back to the year 1979, The Who, they released the soundtrack album, The Kids Are All Right.
I don't mind for the guy dancing with my girl.
Sometimes I feel
That said, the kids are all right from The Who. And The Who, by the way, going back to 1964 when they were formed, then they ran for a full 20 years through to 1983. Then they started again in 1985 and did 3 years to 1988. And then to 1991, 1996 to 1997, 1999, and they're still going. And who have we got there? Look at the members. Roger Daltrey, Peter Townsend, they're still with the band. Keith Moon and John Entwistle are both past members of The Who. Everybody has to start somewhere, you know. After this one, we'll take a look at the weather this morning.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
Here we go. Here's my bad habits. It's the breakfast show. It's 18 minutes after the 7 o'clock here on this morning show. We're going to take a look at the weather for you. For this morning, looking out of the studio window, still very cloudy. Sun hasn't managed to peek through yet, but I still have a little bit of faith. But anyway, let's look and see what they say officially for today. We're going to start off, as we do, Costa Rica over there in the province of Colón. 28 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature today, with 23 degrees being the minimum 34 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation and 85% relative humidity. That's over there in Costa Arriba in Colón. And during the course of this morning, they've got partially cloudy. In the afternoon, they're going to have rain. And tonight, they're going to be cloudy. Now, moving across to West Panama, this side of the isthmus, we're looking at 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation with 80% relative humidity. Rain during the course of this morning, this afternoon. Oh, tonight will be cloudy. Rain will stop. And we have been looking at quite a bit of rain. Watching the BBC forecast, by the way, last night, Panama and Costa Rica, they say we'll have prolonged rain. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, shall we? Moving up to the metropolitan area where we are sitting right now, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature for today, 25 being the minimum. 36 degrees is the thermal sensation for today and 85% the relative humidity. They say pretty much the same as for West Panama. Rain during the course of this morning, rain during the course of this afternoon, and rain tonight. We don't even get cloudy. Told you, it's going to be a wet day. Make sure you've got your paraguas with you. Right, let's move over to out to the Gulf of Panama, see what's happening there, because they normally get quite a bit of rain and a lot of relative humidity. 30 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature, though, with 25 degrees being the minimum. 37 degrees will be the thermal sensation and 95% the relative humidity. Rain this morning, stormy rains during the course of the morning. This afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorms, and tonight, well, they're just going to have rain. So there we go. That's it. There's a look at the weather forecast for today. Moving over to maritime conditions, let's see what's in store for us. We'll start taking a look at the tides for this Wednesday. Low tide, that was at 3:50 this morning. This is the Pacific coast. Low tide was at 3:50 this morning, 1.19 meters. High tide will be a fraction after 10 o'clock, 10:01 to be precise. And the high tide will be 3.99 metres, just a fraction off of 4 metres. Low tide, 4:31 in the afternoon, that's the second low tide, 1.31 metres. And the last high tide will be at 10:27 tonight, and that will be 3.78 metres. On the Caribbean, we've got low tide, that was at 1:02 this morning, and that was 0.09 of a metre. High tide, that will be, it was at 5:57, just before 6 o'clock, and that was 0.18 of a metre. Low tide, again, at 12:59pm, just before 1 o'clock, and that's minus 0.06 of a metre. And high tide, that's 8:16 tonight, the last high tide, and that'll be 0.24 of a metre. Now, just looking at the movement of the water during the course of the day on the Caribbean, because it's really quite marginal, isn't it, compared to what we get on the Pacific. So we started off the low tide, that was 3 inches. Then we went to the high tide, which was 6 inches. Then we went to the low tide, which was minus 2 inches. And then the high tide again at 8 inches. Really, it never ceases to amaze me, and I've been doing this for ages. Let's take a look at the sea conditions. We are going to start with the Caribbean. We're looking at good conditions for this morning. We've got light winds, 10 to 15 kilometers per hour, coming from the southeast. Waves, they're just going to be at 1 foot. In the afternoon, we still have good conditions prevailing for the Caribbean coast. 10 to 15 kilometres an hour winds coming from the southeast, so not a lot of difference there. And the waves, well, they're going to be at 2 feet during the course of the afternoon. Now, moving over to the Pacific, we've got 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds this morning coming from the southwest. Waves are going to be at 3 feet. In the afternoon, we do have a small craft advisory for you. I don't see much difference, to be perfectly honest. 15 to 30 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south-southwest. Waves are going to remain at 3 feet, but they do have a small craft advisory for you during the course of the afternoon. All right, 23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, there's your weather for today. Bottom of the hour, don't forget, we're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this Wednesday morning. If you're not awake yet, this might help. Not a bad cover, actually, because I remember the one by the Animals more than that. But that's Frigid Pink and their version of House of the Rising Sun, 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. And if you have just joined us, well, a very good morning to you. And just something to remind you about, by the way, have you been to Frank's Place yet? That's over there in Costa Leste, just as you come off the highway out to the airport. Frank's Place. It's a fun spot to drink. It's the Frank's Italian Margarita, apparently, is the most popular drink that they have, made with limoncillo from Italy. Now, visit them. This is at Plaza Downtown, Costa del Este. You can make a reservation on 394-6998. 394-6998. And don't forget Frank's after office hours from Tuesday to Friday from 4 until 7 p.m. For one drinks for national beers, sangria, mojitos, margaritas, caipirinhas, house wines and spirits. Follow them on Instagram at Frank's Place Panama. Okay, @ Frank's Place Panama. Pop along and check them out. Let's take a look, shall we, at some of the international business news for Wednesday. Starting off with European stocks, they slipped on Wednesday and Wall Street futures were in the red as worries that central bank tightening will stifle global growth weighed on markets. Now, the World Bank on Tuesday slashed its global growth forecast by nearly a third to 2.9% for 2022, warning of a period of feeble growth and elevated inflation. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told senators that she expected inflation to remain high. Although Asian stocks have strengthened overnight following Wall Street gains, market sentiment was volatile and European indices were mostly down. At 7.56 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 50 countries, was up 0.1%. But Europe's Stock 600 was down 0.3% on the day, and weighed down by banks after Credit Suisse warned it was likely to see a group-wide loss in the second quarter. Nasdaq futures and S&P 500 E-minis were both down around 0.5%. Analysts said that markets were likely to struggle for direction, with focus on the European Central Bank's meeting on Thursday and US CPI data on Friday. Investors raised their bets on ECB rate hikes, and as European markets opened, money markets were pricing in 75 basis points of rate hikes by September. With the bank largely expected to start hikes in July and move in 25 basis points increments, the pricing implies traders now expect these hikes to include a rare 50 basis point move at a single meeting by September. Oil prices rose on Wednesday despite a likely rise in US oil stocks on the easing of Chinese COVID-19 related lockdowns and a possible strike by Norwegian oil workers. Brent crude futures were up $1.01 or 0.8% at $121.58 a barrel, and that was at 9:27 GMT. US West Texas Intermediate crude was at $120.60 a barrel. This was up $1.21 or 1%. Despite the API report showing builds for crude and oil products, oil prices are higher, supported by expectation of China easing the COVID-19 restrictions, translating in higher demand and imports this summer, UBS analyst Giovanni Stornovo said. The United States Treasury Department has banned U.S. money managers from buying any Russian debt or stocks in secondary markets on top of its existing ban on new issue purchases in its latest sanctions on Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. Despite Washington's sweeping sanctions in recent months, Americans were still allowed to trade hundreds of billions of dollars worth of assets already in circulation on secondary markets. Beijing's mandate to aid virus-hit sectors has left China's banking sector lagging behind a broader market rally as the economy reopens, with investors fearful a cash splash by lenders will increase bad loans and squeeze already wafer-thin margins. China's easing of monetary conditions at odds with the policy direction in most countries is designed to revive growth and has triggered a robust rebound in stocks. China's Tencent Holdings said on Wednesday that it will release its flagship mobile game, which is Honor of Kings, globally by the end of the year as the domestic internet giant pivots to the international gaming market. The Shenzhen-based company's multiplayer action game, played mostly in China, has been consistently its most profitable, raking about $10 billion in revenues between its 2015 launch and September of last year, according to data from Sensor Tower. Top lithium producer Albemarle Corp may have to shut its Langersheim plant in Germany if the metal used in electric vehicle batteries is declared a hazardous material by the European Union, its finance chief told Reuters. Lithium's pivotal role in electric vehicles makes it an important commodity in meeting global targets to cut carbon emissions, and it was added to the EU's list of critical raw materials in 2020. And lastly, Apple. Apple must change the connector on iPhones sold in Europe by 2024. This was after EU countries and lawmakers agreed on Tuesday to a single charging port for mobile phones, tablets and cameras in a world first. The political intervention, which the European Commission said would make life easier for consumers and save them money, came after companies failed to reach a common solution. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Some of the items in the international news this morning bring us to 23 minutes, and that's before the hour of, well, that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news, don't forget the top of the hour. We're talking movies in the 8 o'clock hour as well with Andres. Also checking in with Ingrid, see what our everyday story of country folk is about today. And plenty of great music as well going through till 10. This one from Genesis as well. There we go. That's Genesis and Misunderstanding. And let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped us a little note. And firstly, I think she's quite happy today. It's a stormy and rainy Wednesday. She likes it when it's stormy and rainy. Sad news she was telling me here. I didn't realise this until she mentioned it, that Jim Seals of Seals and Croft passed away on Monday, because as she said, they had great music. So I was just sort of checking up in the news, and he did in fact, he died at the age of 80, his family of concern. Of course, he was behind laid-back 1970s classics like Diamond Girl and Summer Breeze, later covered and popularized by the UK band, the Isley Brothers. And it says, this is a hard one on so many levels, as this is a musical era passing for me, said Seals, friend of fellow musician John Ford Copley on Facebook. He died at home in Nashville on Monday, said his wife Ruby Jean Seals. The cause was unspecified, chronic ongoing illness, she added. So very sad news there. And Mary Lou asked if we would play this one by Seals and Croft. We may never pass this way again. And I'm going to do two in a row, in actual fact. So yes, another one of my era is passing on.
Life, so they say, is but a game, and they let it slip away. Love, like the autumn sun, should be dying, but it's only just begun. Like the twilight in the road up ahead, they don't see just where we're going. All the secrets in the universe whisper in our ears. All the years come and go, take us up, always up. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way. Say, for the fools, and they let them drift away. Peace, like the silent dove, should be flying, but it's only just begun. Like Columbus in the olden days, we must gather all our courage. Sail our ships out on the open sea. Cast away our fears, and all the years will come and go. Take us up, always up. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again.
So I won't let.
tonight. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's alright.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. The paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work. The arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
There we go, yes. So sad. Passing their Jim Sales. And that was, of course, Summer Breeze, one of their biggest hits. The first one, We May Never Pass This Away Again, perhaps not quite so well known. It was released as a single back in 1973. It was the second single off of their fifth studio album, which was the Diamond Girl album. The song reached number 21 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and spent 2 weeks at number 18 on the Cashbox Top 100. It was a significantly greater hit on the Adult Contemporary chart, where it reached number 2 on both the American and the Canadian charts. So they are two great songs, as a sad passing of Jim Seals, 80 years of age. Not a bad innings, really, is it? And let's say we're going to Renee. Renee also dropped me a little note saying about the passing of Jim Seals. They just got back. Remember, they were at the Galapagos Islands, and they went there to Quito as well. They said, yeah, put it on your bucket list. It's not bad at all. I have to get a bucket. That's the only problem. And you asked if we could play the second track. It was already queued up, in actual fact, so great minds think alike. The second track there, Summer Breeze. We put that in as well. If you're keeping an eye on the time, exactly 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Here's a cover. Unusual one. I thought, okay, let's give this a try. It's one of my favourites from the Kinks, Waterloo Sunset. But sung by Kathy Dennis. Sunset, that's not too bad, is it? Kathy Dennis there, Waterloo Sunset. Nice version. Different. Well, not that different. But her voice is definitely different, isn't it? We're 6 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget joining me in the next hour, as we do on a Wednesday. We've got Andres Clemente coming in. We're going to talk about the new Jurassic Park movie. And in fact, he's just walked in the door. Yeah, he's nice and early. He can go make breakfast. We're going to be talking with Andreas. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll also check in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. And in the last hour of this morning's programme, Anita Listercy is coming into the studio. We're going to be talking about the American Society and what they have been up to and what they've got coming up as well. All right, so that's all still to come. It's all full of excitement, really, isn't it? This is Stephen Huth, and this is called, just simply called, Look Away.
Think about you with nobody else. I don't want to jump to these conclusions, but I feel. Maybe I'm paranoid. Got these thoughts in my head that I can't avoid. No. I was looking at you the other day. Yeah, you used to look in my eyes, now you look away. Oh, I was looking at you the other day. Yeah, you used to look in my eyes, now you look away. Making a big deal over nothing. Maybe I'm paranoid. Got these thoughts in my head, yeah, that I can't afford. I was looking at you the other day. Yeah, you used to look in my eyes, now you look away. Oh, I was looking at you the other day. You the other day.
Yeah, the other day.
Yeah, you used to look in my eyes. Now you look away.
Now you
are. I was looking at you the other day. Yeah, you used to look in my eyes. Now you look away. Oh, yeah, you used to look in my eyes. Now you look.
Experimenting, and I guess there's just no other way.
I've been drawn to a new escape. Cause I'm wearing bamboo and I'm picking up zoots. I slipped away. Now I'm tonguing on a wizard love. And your sassy snow's a deal for us. Oh, a danger's got me wrapped up round its thumb. But it's no trap cause I'm in love.
Música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember. Yeah.
money while you sitting around wondering why it wasn't you who came up from nothing. Made it from the bottom, now when you see me, I'm stunting. And all of my cars are with a push of a button. Telling me I changed since I blew up or whatever you call it. Switch the number to my phone so you never could call it. Don't need my name on my show, you can tell it, I'm ballin'. Swish, what a shame, could have got picked. Had a really good game, but you missed your last shot. So you talk about who you see at the top or what you could have saw, but sad to say it's over for. Phantom pull up, valet, open doors. Wish I go away, got what you was looking for. Now it's me who they want, so you can go and take that little piece of shit with you.
Hey, I'm at a
And there we go, that's it, Maroon 5 and Payphone. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, we are on 89.3, Cool FM, and I think what we're going to do now, what time is it? I think it's time to see if we can go and find Ingrid, don't you?
Good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry! Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's Wednesday, humpity hump day, humpity hump day, and I hear Anita from the American Society is going to be on your show, Jerry. Awesome. We're going to be having that July party very, very soon. I'm so excited! Hot dogs, hamburgers, corn on the cob, popcorn, peanuts. The only thing missing is a baseball game. Woohoo! I would love a net. I haven't been able to get to a baseball game yet here in Panama City since the COVID's happened, but I sure would love to go see me some good old-fashioned baseball, especially in that Rod Carew Stadium. That's an awesome stadium. Well, this morning I woke up to hearing collapse of thunder. I'm in Panama City, and I can't believe the sound of the thunder. Calapa, calapa, calapa. It was amazing, and it just kind of shook the whole building. It's like, wow, man, I forgot how severe the storms get here since we're so close to the ocean. Being up in the hinterlands, we have the volcano rain where it kind of comes over, drops, swirls around, sprays everywhere, and then decides to leave and leave a nice little fog. But here, wow, that was a breezy clap. I was amazed. Well, I'm just trying to, oh, yep, it's raining out there. Things are looking pretty good. We saw some soccer players last night playing out on the field after dark. I was like, wow, that's awesome. The guy's like watching a free game. I don't have to go out to the fancy schmancy Cinticos Theater stadium. I have one right here out my back window. I can look out and go, hey, look at that. There's a soccer game going on. Wow, this is what it's like to live in the city. You see outdoor sports. You got it. All right, well, looks like today we're going to travel back into the El Valle. Got some things to finish up here pretty quick. You know, when you have a property, you got to put things into it, like a hot water heater, and you have to come in and help change the light fixtures or do this or do that. So wish us luck. We're going to try to, you know, rent the apartment out this morning, hopefully to a nice family. We'll see what happens. I sure hope we get it done. I'd like to stay home in El Valle and not have to drive back and forth. Filled up my tank of gas, and I was like, dang, it used to be $40 to fill my tank. Now it's almost $60. Yeah, I can feel that bite my pocket. I imagine it's biting everybody else's pocket, too. All right, you all be safe, and back to you in the studio.
Old kids, five dragons, brother, your mind. In the
There we go. Incense and peppermint is what that was called. Love it, don't you? That was called. It was I'm trying to remember. Incense and peppermint. Strawberry Alarm. Oh, that was the name of the group. Now remember rightly. Strawberry Alarm. Incense and peppermint. We have to have those in the studio, just to keep it sort of clean and.
That's a euphemism.
Who?
Incense and peppermint. It's a euphemism.
It's got nothing to do with me.
No, euphemism.
That's what I just said. It's got nothing to do with my...
Are you called euphemism?
No, but I have a fism.
What's your fism?
My fism. Not your fism.
Whose fism?
It's going to be a long morning. Yeah, I can tell that. You got here early again this morning.
I did. I know you love it when I'm here super early and bothering you during your show. I know. So I sit down and just bother you.
And now you can bother everybody else.
Yes, good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Andreas. Andreas Clemente with us, of course, here on The Breakfast Show. It's movie review time.
Yeah.
And
a movie that you kind of are mad about because
I wanted, because, you know, I didn't go to see Top Gun.
Yes.
And I like to go, because I'm lazy, to the cinema, which is just down the road here in the Pacific Center. And I checked up, and every single screen,
was Jurassic Park.
And I'm thinking, come on, you know. So if nobody's available to see it that other week when they were showing Top Gun, you can't go see it. It was over the weekend. I was really annoyed about that.
I think this weekend there's not a big premiere, so you might get a shot this weekend if you want to try again.
No, I'm going to write to Tom Cruise and say I'm not going to go see him.
Oh, I'm sure he's waiting for your email. He's just at his computer waiting. Oh, look at Jerry D. He can't get into Panama Cinema. He's that committed to his fans. I'm just saying. Take a chance, Jerry. Take a chance.
Take a chance. Take a chance. On me. There we go.
There you go. Some abagone. But honestly, just go check it out this weekend.
But what's the point? Why does it all have to be... So they make all... Instead of making their money over a week, they're going to make their money over the weekend because that's when people are going to see it. Then they're going to say, can't see it anymore. Going to put something else on.
Jasmine. Could you look up the movie schedules for Top Gun in Cinemark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me check.
See, we can get you a screening. Maybe they're listening. They're like, oh, let's open up just one screening for Jerry.
Hey, somebody's listening.
They always listen. Cinemark people always listen.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Are they sponsors? Chatham?
No. But if they were,
sponsors, no free ads.
I would say what a nice cinema was.
No free ads. Anyway.
Yes. So,
we're talking about Jurassic World Dominion.
You managed to get find somewhere where it was on then.
to one place. But I'm super happy today because I went to see something that Jasmine hasn't seen. Boom.
Yeah, now we can tell her because she's going tonight.
She's going
tonight.
I'm going to spoil it. Everybody does.
We can tell her how it is.
Everybody does. Yeah.
I bet there's dinosaurs in it.
There are a couple of them.
Okay.
A couple. Anyways, let's start with the movie right away. Jurassic World Dominion. This is technically the sixth of the series, but the third from the reboot. If that makes any sense. It is directed again by Colin Trevorrow, I think it's pronounced, starring Chris Pratt, Sam Neill, back, Laura Dern, back, Jeff Goldblum, back, and Bryce Dallas Howard.
Is he back?
Bryce is a woman.
Okay.
Bryce Dallas Howard, you know, she is the daughter of Ron Howard, famous director-producer.
Oh, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Wasn't he one of the monkeys or something?
One of the monkeys.
He was
in Happy Days. Ron Howard was in Happy Days.
Oh, okay, Happy Days.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyways, give us the plot, Jerry.
I haven't practiced.
You haven't practiced?
No.
It's about dinosaurs. Try to do a growl. There you go. Good job.
Was that a good one?
That was the plot. Yeah.
And does anybody get killed?
A couple of them.
There we go. That's the plot. 4 years after the destruction of Isla Nublar, dinosaurs now live and hunt alongside humans all over the world. This fragile balance will reshape the future and determine once and for all whether human beings are to remain the apex predators on a planet they now share with history's most fearsome creatures in a new era. So hang on, they keep killing them and they're with everybody else in the world.
Yeah, apparently in the last movie what happened in the end is the dinosaurs escape the island because the island was blown up and now they're free around the world.
Okay, but how did they get there? By plane or what?
But they shipped them out when the island was going down. Some people like brought the dinosaurs. Humanitarian animal people brought the dinosaurs out of the island, and they escaped. And there were they roamed free around the world. That's how the last movie ended.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Anyways, positives.
Isn't it exciting?
Yes. First of all, fun dinosaur thriller, like past movies. It's fun. Let's be honest. It's pretty cool watching the dinosaurs.
I thought the first one was fun. Yeah.
It is.
Because it was new to me.
Great. And that's one of my negatives, and we're going to get to that, the new part of it. Okay.
All right.
Some cool car chases with raptors. There's an amazing scene that they're running away from raptors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so well done, honestly. The CGI nowadays, and they use a lot of CGI and practical effects, but the CGI is amazing. And that scene is, in particular, that car chase scene and motorcycle scene,
that's really fantastic. That's good, because they put this thing, don't they? No, there was no harm to any animals in this movie.
Well, in this one, there were some harm, because they're all dead.
The dinosaurs?
Yes.
You're not allowed to say that. Yes, we doesn't say
no, not in the movie, in real life.
Oh, in real life.
Yeah. Anyways, a lot of practical effects. Like, it's been known, one of the great things that made Jurassic Park, the original, so wow.
Dinosaurs.
Was the fact that they built a bunch of the dinosaurs. It was practical effects. They were there. The actors didn't have to, like, put a surprise face for nothing on the screen all the time. Sometimes they were really there. And they keep doing that throughout the years.
That's
and they
wonderful.
Still do that, yeah.
Because they did that in the old days. Because I remember the original,
Godzilla?
Gong Kong, or what?
Godzilla, yeah.
With the big monkey.
Oh, yeah, King Kong.
King Kong, that's it. I was going to say Hong Kong, but no, it's King Kong.
Yeah.
That was good because that was very practical because the man was in the suit.
Correct.
It looked very real.
And this one is mostly animatronics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's be honest. No human beings in the suits.
No human beings were hurt.
No, there's no suits.
Okay.
A surprising end of the world storyline using the world's scariest animals, bugs. There you go.
Yeah,
introduced in an amazing opening scene. But I gotta be honest, I did not see this coming. This was surprising to me. They went another way. They used locusts as one of the causes the world will end, not the dinosaurs. And
are you writing all this down? Yes.
Yeah. It's in the opening scene. I'm not spoiling it. But it's fantastic. I like that little twist. And I hate bugs. I'm not a fan, especially the ones that can jump and fly without a pattern. I don't like non-pattern flying animals like bats, because I don't know how to elude them, you know. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't like bugs.
Do you see a psychiatrist?
I do.
Okay, I would have thought. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Okay. You know those little things in the rain, when the rain comes in?
The drops.
No, the bugs that come in your house during rain time.
Oh, of course they do. It's raining.
Well, yeah, but those don't have a pattern. I don't like it. I don't like it. I need to know where you're going. Where are you going, bug? That's all I'm saying. Bees have patterns. You can know where bees are going.
They're going to the flowers, aren't they? Yeah. Go to the flowers. A lot of them go to the flowers.
I'm just saying. Next positive. Jeff Goldblum. He's back with vengeance. He steals the show in very little scenes. He's in a small part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell he's having a good time back as Ian Malcolm, Dr. Ian Malcolm from the original movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love, man, Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
He's one of those guys. He's turning into the new... I'm blanking on the name of the actor. Christopher Walken.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Walken was an Oscar-winning actor, but suddenly he developed a personality that was famous for, and everybody did an impression of him, and he became like a character of himself. Jeff Goldblum is at that point of his career. He's so famous that everybody wants. Like, he doesn't do a character anymore. Every movie he's in, he's just like, I'll be Jeff Goldblum. I'll just have a good time here. I love it. I'm a huge fan. But those are my positives. You want to go into the negatives right away?
Yeah, we might as well. Then you can go.
Yeah, super fast.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, negatives. First, rehashing the plot over and over again.
Oh, you noticed that, did you?
I mean, come on. I thought there was going to be how the last movie ended with the dinosaurs all over the world. I was like, oh, here we go. There's going to be something new. We're going to have to do something new because now we're going to have to coexist with the dinosaurs. They didn't take that route. At the beginning of the movie, yes, they're in the world, but then they brought all the characters and they placed them in a remote location, and they're like, okay, you need to escape this remote location with all the dinosaurs. Like, that's exactly what every single Jurassic Park movie has been. I thought you were going to give me something new.
See, there you go. See, I said this before I even went to not see it.
Yeah. All romantic relationships have really bad chemistry. I mean, Laura Dern with Sam Neill. Ugh. Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, they have the chemistry of a 2-year-old trying to do a chemistry set experiment. It's just bad. It's not good.
Okay.
Not good.
Okay.
Not good.
No good chemistry.
Yeah. The villain.
Any physics?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, but they don't believe in physics in this movie.
Okay.
The villain, played by Campbell Scott, feels like a mustache twirling kind of villain. It's from the 1920s. It's just he came up so cartoonish. It was weird. It's one of the I'm a super eccentric rich guy with a evil plot for no reason. I just want to make more money than I've made, and I'm gonna do some really unethical things. Like it's just again, it's rehashing of the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
How is B.D. Wong's character not in jail? B.D. Wong's character, B.D. Wong, is one of the actors that came from the original. He was one of the scientists that made dinosaurs in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been consistent in every movie. He's part of the villainous corporation making more dinosaurs. And the movie ends, and he's like in this, he's being celebrated for saving the world. And I'm like, B.D. Wong should be in jail. He keeps doing super unethical experiments, and he keeps putting the world in danger. This man should be in jail, and he's never in jail. I'm just saying.
Okay.
The survival rate is too much. There is a limit to the audience's sense of disbelief. Like, there's a couple of scenes where you're like, no human would survive this. There's a plane crash where everybody's on ice, where everybody's fine. Not even like a little scratch on the head. There is a moment where a character is underwater and there is a huge underwater dinosaur coming at him. And this is something that they've done in movies where I hate, where how you explain how he survived is by cutting away. So he's underwater. He sees the dinosaur that is a water dinosaur, so he can swim much faster than you.
Excuse me?
Yes.
It's a fish.
No. It's a dinosaur. I'm pretty sure.
Fishes can swim.
I know, but this dinosaur can swim as well.
Big fish.
Penguins can swim, but they're not fishes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Anyways, the dinosaur's coming. You see him reacting to the dinosaur coming, and they cut away, and you see him, like, jumping out of the water, full body, jumping out of the water, ice water, into mm-hmm. ice,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
before the dinosaur gets to him. And that's unreal. And the way they do it, cutting away and just having that scene, I hate it because it's...
silly.
It's improbable.
Mm.
Or impossible.
No physics.
Mm. And it happens throughout the movie. Like, there's a bunch of moments where you're like, come on, give me, like, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I get mad at that. Give me an explanation. Ridiculous new dinosaurs. I hate this. There was one called Gigantosaurus or something. I'm like, come on.
They're
making new dinosaurs.
Never existed.
Mm. There's one called Gigantosaurus.
Oh, that's an original name.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's the same reaction mm-hmm. I had. Stupid. New characters are underdeveloped. They bring in... This movie is loaded with characters mm-hmm. to the point that nobody really stands out. Nobody really is like, oh, I can empathize with this character. I'm rooting for this guy.
No.
There's mm-hmm. so many new guys, and you're like, I can't. There's nothing to focus on. There's no real, like, good storyline. The Macy Lockwood storyline is incredibly confusing, requires watching past films.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know you hate. You hate having to know past films mm-hmm. to understand a new mm-hmm. one. And this happens in this movie. You're like, give me a... I need a refresher course. You need a recap before the mm-hmm. movie starts. And I hate that. And this movie has that a little bit.
They could do what they do, like when you watch something, a series on...
Like, give me a recap,
and they give
yeah.
you a little recap before.
I would do that.
Okay.
If you require past films... And this happens with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's an unusual thing.
I think they should start using recaps
mm-hmm.
for people to catch up. I really should.
Okay.
Final comments.
Let's play a piece of music.
Okay. And then I'm going to get super mad.
Let's give our listeners a little bit of
a little bit break. Oh, I'm getting mad.
They probably need it.
No, I agree.
Shining, why does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you don't love.
That's Keita Davis and the End of the World. And we don't, you see, the thing is we don't need dinosaurs to for the end of the world.
Oh, no,
and
we can do that to ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're quite capable of destroying the planet ourselves. We don't need any help.
We've done a great job.
We're doing it so far.
Yeah.
So far, and look at the weather.
This morning, I was kind of scared. It was scary this morning.
It doesn't take much to scare you,
yeah,
does
true.
It?
That's, oh, yeah,
getting up in the morning
that's
must be stressful.
I nowadays, I wake up with anxiety every day. Super fun. From my wife.
I mean, I've been doing that for years.
It's
always,
horrible.
Always been my problem.
It's a horrible feeling.
It is horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate... You wake up and you just sort of... It's basically fear, isn't it?
You start thinking about everything you need to do and like, oh, I don't have enough time to do it today.
Uh-huh.
And you start getting anxious.
Well, thank you for fitting us in.
Yeah.
It's very kind of you.
This is one of my relaxation things.
So like this basically, this program could be therapy.
It is therapy for me.
It is therapy.
It gives me.
The listeners may not agree. But
yeah. You know what's horrible? When I'm doing this show and
yes, that is horrible.
Yeah, it is
yes,
horrible. But I start getting messages from work or something. That gets me a little anxious as well.
Well, they know you're here. You see.
They probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the bloke on the radio? I say, oh, well, let's
start writing.
Let's send him a message.
Yeah. Yeah. That and
where are you?
Why I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but you're doing like your show. It happened to me when I was doing my show. Like, you start doing the show, and you get, like, a bad news from anything, or something's not done at work, or something's not being paid, and you start fumbling your words. You lose track of what you're thinking or saying.
My listeners must think I have a terrible day every day.
Yeah, it happened to me. Yeah, a little bit.
So, I know exactly what you mean. And by the way, Renee drops her line. She says, totally agree about the jumping and flying, no pattern bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. That's horrible.
But I'm
really knows.
I don't. So you wouldn't be one of these people that would eat bugs for protein.
Oh no, those are dead. I would eat them.
Oh, you'd eat them if they're dead. There's no pattern, I suppose.
No, there's.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I you know what? I've this amazing fear of the bugs either like landing in my mouth that would scare me or in my hair and I'm like, oh my god, what's happening? I would that those freak me out. Like that's why I don't like the pattern because I can't avoid it. So I need a pattern. Give me a pattern. Like, I know where you're flying. Bats, man. I remember there was a bat one time in my house, and we had to try to get it out, and it was super scary to me.
I quite like bats.
You like bats?
They don't worry me. Bats don't worry me at all.
Oh, they're full of rabies.
In actual fact, we sit out on the balcony, and now we have one bat that comes when it's dark. It comes, and you just see him.
You have a pet bat?
No, we don't have it. But he flies around the air, and you can always tell him, because he flies in. He's got a pattern, actually. He doesn't, he's not... He sort of flies in the same sort of every day around by the flies around the feeder for the hummingbirds.
You have a bat feeder.
No. Give me strength.
What's his name?
Who?
The bat.
Mr. Bat.
Nice. Okay. Original.
I'll tell you.
You should write Jurassic World.
Yeah. That would have been a bat out of hell.
Boom. Anyways, final comments on Jurassic World Dominion. This franchise, my friend, has been with me from the beginning, from 1992, early days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all the movies are still super fun to watch, let's be honest. It's a great romp. Like, you are not going to have a bad time watching a Jurassic Park film. Set that. Only the original and the 2015 reboot have been able to create something truly memorable. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I believe obviously 1992 was amazing to watch, and the 2015 reboot but had new things.
But you see, that was one of the things. There's a couple of movies like that. This one, Jurassic Park, when it first came out, it wasn't just. It was about the realistic way that they did the dinosaurs,
right.
And you saw people driving with these great big sort of brontosauruses lumbering around, and that was really quite something. And it's a little bit like the movie Avatar was the similar thing for
it's
me.
It's a new world. They created a world.
And that was really sort of beautiful to watch. But then it goes on and on. And you see, the thing is, look, if you watch some of the Marvel movies, okay, they've got different baddies. But the baddies are the same. They're dinosaurs.
But here's the thing. It's interesting. For example, The 92 movie came out, and then the two sequels came out that are kind of forgettable.
Mm.
But then the reboot, they long time without making one, and then they made one in 2015, and they did something new. They were like, what happens if Jurassic Park actually opened? Because what they did is they opened an actual theme park with dinosaurs, and the theme park was not like, it wasn't recently opened, it had been open for many years now, it had been a functional park.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen then? Oh, that's something new. they would bring in like a new character, like this character, this brand new like main character, trains raptors like dolphin trainers. Oh, that's something new. Like they brought something new into the world. They created a new world, and that became exciting. That's why I love Jurassic World, the 2015 one.
Mm-hmm.
But the sequel to that one and this new sequel are just like, you're bringing me nothing new into the mix. Nothing new into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And that does bother me. So,
and
what bothers me the most is that it's a missed opportunity. We're talking on the break. Like, you did something original. You stopped making it an island in the remote sea or whatever. Mm-hmm. You brought them into our world. Now it's us against a apex predator.
Mm-hmm.
How, like, where does this go? And what they decided was like, no. We're just going to mention that that's happening. We're going to have a couple scenes where dinosaurs are in the real world, and then we're going to bring them back throughout for the entire film into a remote location again. And I'm like, why are you doing this again?
This was my question to you when we were listening to the music was, so what happened to the dinosaurs and the rest of the world? What did they do that had an effect on the dinosaurs all around the world? Nothing.
Like, we see them having some actions around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing really comes from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the end, they show, like, we coexisted. Like, mm-hmm. that doesn't happen. That's just boring. But again, my problem was, like, instead of giving me a storyline or a plot that, okay, this is the dinosaurs in the world, we need to figure this out. No. Let's take all the characters that people love and put them again in a remote location and make them want to escape that place. Like, we've done this 6 times.
I mean, the storyline, it could have been that they're on the island with these dinosaurs to try and find a way to eliminate them so that could then go out to
restore
the rest
balance
of
or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was.
Listen, my prediction of this is Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard will probably never come back to this franchise.
Were they eaten?
No, they're alive at the end of the movie, but I think those two actors are over it.
Mm hmm.
When the first reboot came with them as stars, they were up and comers. Now they're big stars, and their characters are kind of at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're not coming back. I think Sam Neill and Laura Dern would come back for a paycheck. Like, why not? But I think we're not going to see another Jurassic World movie for at least 10 years after this. I truly believe.
Well,
so.
They're going to grow them again.
It's like Star Wars. After the last Star Wars movie and got super mixed reviews, I don't know if this movie's getting mixed reviews like mine. I it's my prediction that it is going to get a lot of mixed reviews and people are going to be upset about it. Star Wars had a huge break. We're not seeing a Star Wars film for a while now.
Good.
Yeah.
Because they're not making Star Wars, they're moving, they're doing
TV,
different characters. And
yeah, they're making it to TV, they're going to Disney Plus.
Okay.
But we're not going to get a lot of Jurassic World in the next couple, I don't think so. Okay. I truly don't think so.
Well, I feel like, you know,
it's fun though. If you catch it on TV, watch it. It's fun. It's gonna be a fun romp. Yeah.
Are you still going, Yasmin?
Yeah.
Yes. You still going tonight?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll do another review tomorrow.
Let me know if you enjoy it. Yeah, I would love to know your thoughts.
Well,
on
you
it.
Have to listen to the program. You know?
By the way, I did enjoy it, but in 2 weeks I'm gonna forget about it. That's the thing. It's not memorable. It's just more
of
the same.
It's a little bit like when you leave here.
Yeah.
You know.
No, you. Yeah. You remember you just said you wake up anxious every... It's because on Thursday you wake up, in 6 days, and then it's back. And then Friday,
Thursday's,
5 days.
Thursday's normally pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Super fun.
Now, you know, I don't sort of really rave much about movies, especially sort of, you know, non-action.
Oh, you
movies.
Found one.
Yeah, and it was my good lady. We sat down on Saturday night to watch a movie. She said, I'd like to watch that one. And it was Memoirs of a Geisha.
Wow, you have never seen it?
I hadn't seen it, and I don't know, because again, it was probably something I thought, but of course, it was an absolutely brilliant movie.
There you go.
I loved everything, because there were so many elements of it. There was the sort of the feel of what it was like in Japan in those days, and all the geishas went through to become a geisha, and the rivalries and whatever. And it was a movie that after it finished, because I said I really, really enjoyed that movie.
I can't remember the last time you felt this way about a movie that was not
Dark
like...
Dark City.
Dark City, the 1990s movie?
Yeah, the one with Keith Sutherland in it. funnily enough, that to me is almost like a cult movie.
It is a cult movie.
That's a movie I've watched four or five times. I just love it every time I watch it. It's strange because it,
you keep rewatching it, yeah.
I think it's one of the CDs I kept, but DVDs that I kept. But yeah, that film for some strange reason sort of had an impact on me. I sort of enjoyed that, so I kept watching. I've watched that a few times, and this is a movie I watched again. Natural fact, I'm going to get the book because Yasmin's.
It is a novel.
Most people that have seen a movie said, "Yeah, you know, the movie's good, but the book was better because it goes into much more detail." So I thought, you know, I'll download that and put it on my Kindle and watch it while I'm traveling, going to on vacation. You see,
really, really impacted you that one.
I mean, apparently you can't color it either. You have to read it. You can't color in there.
Oh, then I'm out.
No pictures.
Yeah, I'm out. I need pictures.
But I mean, that was really. The choice of actors, because they, can't remember her name offhand, but the one who plays
the main character,
the one that brings her. You know, brings her up into a geisha and whatever, because she's been in quite a few films. She's very good. The casting, everything, the way that it, the cinematography, I enjoyed. You got the atmosphere, especially because it rained a lot.
It rained a lot in Japan. Is it a rainy country?
You know, they do get a fair. But in the movie, there was quite a bit of.
Oh, got it.
But it was very, very.
Michelle Yeoh.
That's the one, I think, yeah.
You know, it's funny. Michelle Yeoh right now has a movie, an indie movie, that is making the rounds. Like, it's getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
It's called Everything Everywhere. Dean recommended it to me. I got to watch it. It's on my playlist, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's making a lot of headlines. Indie movie with Michelle Yeoh.
I like her. She's one of
those actresses that you've seen in every movie. And you never, like... remember, but she's in every movie, man. She's a great actress.
But no, the cast, I say everything was really, really good. I enjoyed it. Understood more about the geisha culture, and say now I'm going to read the book.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. What I watched. I watched Stranger Things. I finished watching Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. I watched what you might enjoy? This show called We Own This City on HBO Max.
Oh, right.
Oh, about corrupt police officers in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Great show. Quick 6 episodes. Amazing. Recommend.
Ashley's just dropped us a line. He says, talking about movies, one that I watched many times and my students also enjoyed for its multicultural aspects was Babel.
Tough watch.
Is it?
Good movie.
I haven't seen it.
Alejandro Iñárritu.
Mm-hmm.
Tough watch. Is it Iñárritu or... I think it's Iñárritu. But it's a great movie.
Okay.
Tough watch.
I'll put that on my list. And Mary Lou, by the way, her daughter likes bats, you see?
Yeah.
No, the bats are fine.
You got Mr. Bat
going.
I mean,
if it wasn't for bats, we probably wouldn't have had COVID-19.
True story. Wow.
There's a movie for you.
Jump to fame. No. When are we expecting COVID-19 movies? A couple years?
I don't know. It may not be too long. I think let's make sure we got it licked first because it keeps coming back.
It keeps coming back.
You could do so many sequels, couldn't you?
There's gonna be a moment in time where
COVID-19.
Where every single movie is gonna be about
COVID.
And
then we got the son of COVID-19, which is Omicron. Then you got Omicron's sister. We got Omicron 2. You can make so many remakes of this.
It's going to be a thing. We're going to get romantic comedies. We're going to get a bunch of stuff. We've had a couple.
You can't have romantic comedies.
About COVID?
No, you couldn't.
Of course.
No, you couldn't because you can't get together.
Oh, it's going to happen.
You know?
It's going to happen. Romeo and Juliet's about...
Yeah,
there's
in the balcony. That would work.
I don't know.
There's like social distancing, you see. That's
gonna
what they were doing.
We're
going to
get a lot of those. I'm telling you.
You're still here?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Always great to have you with us.
All the best, my friend. Take care.
There you go. Andres Clementi with us here for this morning's movie review. Always enjoy it. We'll just make our way up to the top of the hour. We're just about a minute and a half away, which is really quite funny because I found a piece of music. I'm always looking for little pieces of music to fill in gaps. I came across this one, which is 1 minute and 53 seconds.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Our midweek look at the news. The Ministry of Health registered 3,523 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, while three deaths were confirmed. According to data from the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health, the 3,523 were detected after the application of 16,091 tests, returning a positivity of 21.9%. Likewise, it is reported that three deaths have been reported in the last 24 hours, for a cumulative total of 8,279 deaths since the pandemic arrived in the country in March of 2020. The lethality percentage is 0.9. Regarding the active cases, it is specified that they add up to 26,583. Of this number, 26,287 are in home isolation, 296 are hospitalized. Those in isolation are divided into 26,248 at home, and we've got 39 in the so-called hospital hotels. Regarding those hospitalized, it's detailed we have 263 patients in the wards, and 33 patients in the intensive care units. And the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, reported that the Get Vaccinated in Your Neighbourhood strategy, which brings the doses against COVID-19 closer to the people's surroundings, will be extended to the rest of the country. Sucre explained that the strategy will be extended through the coordination of the Head of Nursing of the Ministry of Health, Eusebia de Copete, and the director of the expanded program on immunization, Itzel Hewitt. De Copete and Hewitt will coordinate with the regional heads to develop the program in the provinces. Though or through Get Vaccinated in Your Neighborhood, the ministry's nursing team has applied 59,127 doses against COVID-19 in 63 days of work. In addition, through visits to public institutions, the nursing team has applied 24,100 doses, mostly booster doses against the disease. According to the Ministry of Health, in the week from the 30th of May to the 3rd of June, the nursing team placed 6,792 doses during vaccination days at the National Transportation Terminal in Albrook, at the Cinco de Mayo metro station at the Los Pueblos and La Doña shopping centres, in the plaza of the National Bank of Panama on Via España, and also in the district of Ancon. Until this Monday, the 6th of June, in Panama, 8,279,364 doses against COVID-19 have been applied throughout the country. While the coverage of the population older than 5 years of age is 87.6%, with one dose, 78.3% with two doses, and 50.6% with the first booster dose. After concluding the investigations, the Attorney General of the Administration, Rigoberto Gonzalez, ordered on the 16th of May the file of the complaints against officials of the state radio and television system, SIR-TV, for the broadcast of a video of the Vice President and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo. At the beginning of this investigation, on the 29th of April, González sent a copy of the complaint and the case file to the General Electoral Prosecutor's Office with the intention that it carry out the procedure that is appropriate by law. It was learned that the Electoral Prosecutor's Office has not yet closed this investigation. Although the file was ordered on the 16th of May, it was not until the 7th of June that Gonzalez's decision became known after concluding the preliminary investigation. This case arose after the complaint of the lawyer Ernesto Cedeño for alleged administrative faults in the use of state resources. Cedeño denounced that on the 20th of April, SIR-TV broadcast a video in which Carrizo sent a message at a time when the nominations in the Democratic Revolutionary Party were closing to choose the National Executive Committee.
At that time, it became known that Carrizo would not run for the position of Secretary General of the PRD, as was taken for granted in government circles. At the time, Eddie Arus, director of SIR-TV, defended the transmission of the vice president's words and also clarified that they were broadcast as a state official and not as a political figure. González, in his note addressed to Arus, clarified that the closure of that investigation does not prevent Cedeño from presenting his complaint in other instances. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, was criminally denounced for having sanctioned the law that reconfigures the electoral circuits in the country one day after that norm was demanded before the Supreme Court. The lawyer, Abdiel González Pereira, filed the complaint against Cortizo this Tuesday in the Commission on Credentials, Regulations, Parliamentary Ethics and Judicial Affairs of the National Assembly for the alleged commission of the crime of abuse of authority and violation of public duties. According to the complaint, Cortizo did not comply with a ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice when sanctioning Law 299 of the 5th of May of this year. On the election of deputies in the 39 electoral circuits in the country, the law was proposed by the Electoral Tribunal last February. González indicated that the President disrespects a ruling of the Supreme Court of August the 6th of 2020, which declared unconstitutional a paragraph of Article 2 of Law 59 of 2006, which states that three deputies will be elected in the district of Arihan. Coincidentally, that same ruling is used by the Electoral Court to support the bill that later became Law 299 of 2022. The new rule has already been sued for unconstitutionality before the Supreme Court. The action was filed on the 6th of June by the lawyer Lorena del Carmen Navarro and the deputy of Cambio Democratico CD party, Elaine Cedeño, who alleged that Law 29.9 violates Articles 147 and 163 of the Constitution and Article 23 of the Convention on Inter-American Human Rights. The Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office filed an accusation against five people for the alleged commission of the crime of embezzlement to the detriment of the Ministry of Social Development, MIDES, for mismanagement of funds detected in the Fundación Chilibre Panama shelter, known as FUNCHIPA. During a hearing held on Monday, the guarantee judge, Hiroko Tinoko, admitted the presentation of 20 pieces of testimonial evidence, 13 expert witnesses and 54 documentaries provided by the prosecutor's office. During the intermediate phase hearing, prosecutor Yasmina Montoya requested the application of a sentence of 15 years in prison for the accused due to the seriousness of the crime. The complainant or the complaint filed in 2020, and that gave rise to the process that was made after MIDES found that the reports for April, May, June, July, August, September and October and November of 2019 were expenses not budgeted and not authorised by that ministerial office. An audit carried out by MIDES from April the 1st to the 31st of December of 2019 showed a loss of $111,310 in the administration of FUNCHIPA since there were expenses not contemplated in the budget. In addition, professional services not contemplated were invoiced to a company for an amount of $18,000. In turn, payment to a law firm was recorded for the sum of $8,000 and billing for the sum of $26,750 for a pool for therapeutic use, an expense that was not contemplated. The defendants in this case are the former director of FUNCHIPA, Zenia Medina, the former legal advisor, Zenia Moreno, Itzel de la Cruz, Ayanna Moreno, Oscar Sanchez, and Ilka Moreno. Sandra Castillo, judge of guarantees for the First Judicial Circuit of Panama, did not agree on Tuesday to a request to change the precautionary measure of home retention for periodically reporting before the public ministry for one of those involved in the investigation of the swabs that were made to travel to the islands of Toboga and Contadora. The defense attorney, Kevin Reed, also requested for his client, Carmen Rosamena, 49 years of age, the precautionary measure of prohibition to leave the country. Arosemena is accused of the alleged commission of the crime against public health for violating sanitary measures. At the hearing, Castillo did not admit a second application for a work permit at the Social Security Fund for Arosemena. The public ministry was represented by the anti-corruption prosecutor, Omar Hain, and this investigation began back on August 19, 2021, for the alleged use of swabs to enter the islands of Toboga and Contadora. The rice agri-food chain decided by consensus this Monday, the 6th of June, to import 600,000 quintals of this grain in its shell and thus guarantee supply to the population. The decision was made by the chain made up of the unions of producers, millers, food distributors, Acodeco and consumers in a meeting after almost 5 hours of analysis and deliberations. The Minister of Agricultural Development, Augusto Valderrama, participated in the meeting. The Ministry of Agricultural Development, MIDA, reported that the decision was made through a vote in which all the actors in the chain participated and after reports presented on the supply calculations prepared by officials of the Consumer Protection and Defence Authority of Competition, that's Ecodeco, and MIDA technicians. Minister Valderrama congratulated all the members of the chain for reaching an agreement that will help guarantee the food security of Panamanians. He added that the approval of this quota will give the country more supplies due to the existing problems due to the lack of supplies and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. For his part, Alexander Arus, president of the rice chain, explained that after analysing the statistics as well as the sowing progress, it was found that there is enough rice in the country until next September. He added that the importation of the 600,000 quintals is to further strengthen the supply of the item and that it will take place from Monday, the 1st of August. He said that there are currently almost 20,000 hectares planted with rice that will begin to be harvested in early August. During the meeting, the National Director of Agriculture of MIDA, that's Reynaldo Solis, gave a report on this item in Panama, in which it is highlighted that until last June the 3rd, 19,634.4 hectares of planted rice were reported. That is to say that 2,316 hectares more compared to June last year. He added that these figures indicate that rice planting is going at a good pace, despite the problems caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and the rise in input costs. The Panamanian Consumer Confidence Index, the ICCP, for the month of May reflected that there is a mistrust remaining about the ability to save and the opportunity to get a job. According to a report by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, in coordination with the Marketing Group, the Consumer Confidence Index for May of 2022 marked 87 points, maintaining the same result recorded in the previous measurement of March of 2022. The level of consumer confidence remains low as the pandemic continues, said Domingo Barrios of the Marketing Group. It is highlighted that the possibility of saving money remains at levels of mistrust with a result of 51 points, a decrease of 6 percentage points in relation to the measurement of the March one in 2022. Regarding the perception of unemployment, an index of 79 percentage point was registered 4 points below the previous measurement. It is detailed that the perception remains discouraged, since 50% consider that it is unlikely to obtain a job, 35% that they will not have it, 4% that they will have a job, and 11% that is quite probable that they will obtain a job. The numbers are more encouraging in terms of consumer expectations regarding the economic situation of their homes, which registers 109 points, an increase of 4 percentage points. This indicates that the perception of the future economic situation of their households remains above the confidence line. It is also highlighted that the outlook for the country's general economic situation for the next 12 months did increase by 3 percentage points. It went from 104 in March of 2022 to 107 points in May. And that's it. There we go. That's some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
And there we go. Welcome back to The Breakfast Show. We're 16 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Let me just remind you, Cuenta 24, you know, here's a good one for you. Have you tried the Entrega a Domicilio? Well, what happens is that you sell and Cuenta 24 picks it up at your place, delivers it to the buyer, and then pays you directly into your account. It's fast, it's secure, it's easy. Cuenta 24 Entrega a Domicilio. Give it a try. Sounds great, doesn't it?
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
When it's over, that's the time I fall in love again. And when it's over, that's the time you're in my heart again. And when you go, 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 I know it never ends, never ends. All the things that I used to say, all the words that got in the way, all the things that I used to know have gone out the window. All the things that she used to bring, all the songs that she used to sing, TV shows have gone out the window. Missing you, I never knew how much you loved me. I'm missing you, I never knew how much you meant to me. I need you. And when you go, shows have gone out the window. You never said you were pretending. I'm wishing you. You feel the same and just come back to me. I need you. The time I fall in love again. All the things that I used to say, all the words that got in the way, all the things that I used to know have gone out the window. All the things that she used to bring, all the songs that she used to sing, all the favorite TV shows have gone out the window.
That's always a jolly song. He does jolly songs, doesn't he, Sugar Ray? That's When It's Over. And before that, we had the Dunwells and She Whispers. Tell you what, my next guest this morning doesn't do that. Certainly doesn't whisper. Good morning, Anita.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, there goes the old eardrum.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Jerry. You were saying good morning for me to repeat. No, for me to say good morning.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Good morning, Jerry.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good morning, Jasmine.
You can speak, yes. I got you.
Jesse,
yeah, you can speak.
Good morning.
Yeah, there
good
we go.
Okay, that's good.
This is two against one. So, it's always lovely to see you. First time we've seen each other since the pandemic began.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
It's been so long. I'm so happy to be back here in the studio. Things have changed a little. I don't know.
There's a lot more rubbish around.
Yeah, there's a lot more. I know you were here by yourself for a long time, so you've taken over everything. But it's nice to be back.
It is nice to be. Why are you here?
Why am I here? Well, I didn't have anything else to do this Wednesday morning, so I said, let me go visit Jasmine and Jerry.
Anyway, look, it is lovely to see you. You're still working. You still got your job.
Yes, I'm still at Wyndham Albrook Hotel. I'm still the president of the American Society.
Still. That was before the pandemic.
and I'm still the president. It's been 4 years now. It's been challenging, but we're surviving. We're surviving.
So, well, nobody else wants the job.
I guess no one else wants the job. Yeah, no, and I'm just there forever.
That's the problem, you see, when you do a good job.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm doing an extremely good job. And
it's amazing we've survived 12 years.
I know, huh?
Oh, thank you. Anyway, look, it's lovely. Really is. I'm not joking. It's lovely to have you back because you're always bubbly.
Oh, thank you. You know?
Yeah. Always bubbly. Bubbly and eager.
I'm looking bubbly. What does that mean, Jerry? I'm looking bubbly.
You're looking great, by the way.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I guess that was it.
I'm not going to say anymore.
I know, because I'm looking bubbly. What is that?
Oh, it's been a long morning already. Tell us, American Society.
Okay, the American Society of Panama, for those of you who do not know about our organization, we're a nonprofit organization. As a matter of fact, last year, 2021, we celebrated, or actually not celebrated yet, but we completed our 90th year anniversary. We were supposed to have had a celebration, but because of the pandemic, we weren't able to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were founded in 1931 under the just the idea of bringing closeness with the U.S. community as well as the Panamanian community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As of now, we accept all nationalities. So, yes, Jerry, you can become a member. We do not mind having the British citizens as members. And so anyone can be a member. It's $60.
But hang on.
Oh, my God.
You,
here we go.
Yeah, but you know, remember you kicked us out? Remember? Back in 1770, but we
kicked you out, but now is the time that we're asking you to join us again.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. With your $60, we'll be more than happy to have you as a member. But, yeah, the membership is $60 for new members. Renewable is $50, and that's an annual payment.
Mm-hmm.
And what that helps is all of our different charities that we have. We have several different charities. During the pandemic, we helped a lot of churches. We helped with different scholarships. Although mm-hmm. the kids weren't really in school, we're still continuing with the scholarships. Carson Dolan is our charity chair. So it's not like your money. A lot of people ask, you know, my $50 a year, my $60 a year, what does that go to? It goes to a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot. We're here to help the community. We're here to help others, you know, not so fortunate as we are. So this, and I'm here to talk about our upcoming event.
Right. You've always had a lot of events, haven't you?
And that was one thing, and that's one of the ways that we've been able to raise money and to continue with the programs we have. Our upcoming event is the Independence Day, when, yes, in 1776 we gained our independence from Great Britain.
Sorry, I thought it was the other way around. Okay.
No, you guys were ready to leave. It was the other way around. So anyway, the 2nd of July, we're doing it the 2nd of July mm-hmm. instead of the 4th of July, simply because the 2nd is a Saturday, and we're going to have it at Wyndham Hotel Albrook Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do not know about the convention center at Wyndham Hotel, but we're able to hold up to 5,000 people, so don't worry about the social distancing and all mm-hmm. of that. It's very, very big. We're going to have Shorty and Slim there performing, and that's a very famous band here in Panama, especially amongst the Zonian community. It's $15 for admission, and with that, you're able to enjoy Shorty and Slim as well as a meal with hamburgers or hot dogs, chips, apple pie. And we're also going to try to have it like some sort of American fair like we used to have, the U.S. Embassy used to have many years ago, and have different U.S. organizations there to promote themselves or bring awareness to what's in Panama. So we will have the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign War, the VFW Auxiliary, the Scouts have confirmed, the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the Caravana Social, the American. And so we're going to have a lot of different tables there so
okay.
people can become aware. And also we're going to have a children's area.
This one because, you know, do you know what's happening to Caravana?
I don't know exactly. I know that I've spoken to Carson, and I guess she and Rita and Rosalind Vitale are working on things. So I think it's still going on. I don't know what's going to happen this year, but they are working very hard to have something.
Okay. No, it's just that I've heard rumors that it was going to be at the Soho Mall and this year in October, but nothing, you know, nothing's come
concrete.
Up. Nothing that we've heard sort of officially. But,
well, you'll find out more about that if you join us on the 2nd
right.
of
yes.
July
yeah,
at the
right. mm-hmm.
Wyndham Convention Center. You'll
yes,
find out yep. all you'd like to know.
Yeah. Perhaps the wife and I are doing nothing that Saturday night. We'll come and join you.
Well,
you
it's going to begin. It's not going to be Saturday night. It's going to begin at 2 o'clock until about 7 or 8.
Oh,
but
good.
If you want to stay the night.
No, that's fine, because the Americans like to have the early bird, don't they? So you eat at 6 and you're in bed by 10.
Well, that's
well, no, you're naturally, you're in bed
no,
by 8.
No, we're going to continue. We're going to continue to party. We are somewhat, yeah, we like to go to bed early.
It's going to be a
good
time.
Because we always, you know, we have that feeling like the British are coming.
Hey, don't worry. If I do come, I'll be collecting taxes.
Okay. Yeah,
let's take a piece of music. You mentioned Shorty and Slim.
Yes.
Called Cruising Down, and that is Shorty and Slim. I love that track. It's nice and jolly. We like jolly, don't we?
Yes.
Yes, we do. Okay. You're going to make a call? Or?
No. Oh, my goodness.
And he's got a phone out here. So
no, because I have some notes. Jerry. Oh, okay. I'm always prepared. And there's, I mean, well, before, I was able to place my phone somewhere, but now
your hands are free.
Yeah, my hands are free, but I want to place it somewhere. I want to keep my hands free. There's this thing. Jerry has everything, Jesus Christ, up to his vaccination card. Like, I really need to see that. What is all of this? Okay, I can't see that far. Oh, my goodness. I used to have a lot of space. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, can you see how far Andreas has got? Can he come back?
Ingrid, come and help. Ingrid, SOS.
There's no help for you. So what are you going to talk to now? Talk about now.
I want to thank my wonderful board members.
Right.
Like I said, I'm the president. Bradley Bingham is the vice president. We have our great secretary, Francis Wilson. Our treasurer is Sal Devine. Francis. You know, Francis.
Of course, yes.
And it's Sal. Also, our chairpersons. I've mentioned Carson. Harry is our communications chair. He doesn't like to accept that position, but he's truly our communications chair. And Marcia with our scholarship, Cedric Gittins with our events, mm-hmm. and also Charlotte mm-hmm. Pierce. And Charlotte's been here with me before, and she's even been on here before without me. And Charlie Garcia, who have been doing an excellent, excellent job for just keeping us in line with mm-hmm. the things that they've been doing. No, they were not here, Jerry, with the founding of the American Society in 1931, but they've been around for quite a long time.
And Ingrid just dropped me a line and says, hi, Anita, I can't help.
Ah, Ingrid, sure you can.
She knows when to back off.
No, but everything's going well. Also, we just last week had the Memorial Day ceremony mm-hmm, at American, mm-hmm. Course All American Cemetery. It was a lot of participation. Happy to see that. And everyone's really happy to be back out, you know, be amongst others. And that's one thing with the upcoming Independence Day event. You know, it's not so much a fundraiser because who knows whether or not we'll make a lot of money to help with our charities. But it's the matter of everybody getting out, seeing each other again, mm-hmm. having a U.S. celebration. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll have some U.S. embassy presents.
Mm-hmm. Presents like gifts?
No, presents.
Oh, okay.
That's one thing with the British English. They bought us a goodie box. I saw that. Jasmine with the social media. I was very impressed.
And you bought us a gift?
Yeah, I brought you guys some gifts.
A little windmill.
What?
We call those a windmill.
Oh, okay. We call them pinwheels. Blow hard, Jerry.
You're not doing very well.
No,
with
I'm
your
doing.
One,
I
you?
Do an excellent job blowing.
I've hung mine up.
Okay. Anyway, we have pinwheels here that we will have available at the 4th of July ceremony. Jasmine, did you get a very good picture or video of the pinwheels? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So, also I'm going to throw a quick mentioning of the Wyndham Albrook Father's Day brunch that's coming up on June 19th. It's excellent, so everyone please participate in that. Take your dads out, your wannabe dads, your papitos.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone to go out there. Jerry's looking at something. I'm just... Rambling.
You carry on. I'm looking for music.
Okay, I'm going to carry on. You're looking for music.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have some Independence Day, or celebration with Cool and the Gang coming up.
No, we're not doing Cool and the Gang. No. Do you want to sit here? And do this? I'll move over there.
Okay, we're going to have some Independence Day coming up with Donna Summer.
Nah, now we're. See, your eyesight's not that bad, is it?
We're going to. Thank you.
There we go. That is Donna Summer, of course, from State of Independence. If you want to celebrate independence, don't forget the 2nd of July. Renee drops a line. Anita is a hoot. She's got owls a hoots. Okay. Says that no wonder she was our daughter's favorite teacher. Did she learn anything then?
Of course. Oh, all okay. My students learn.
Mm-hmm.
Learned a lot. I mean, learned to have fun while learning. Mm-hmm. That's my motto.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And the parrot's learning.
I know.
That's Lala.
I was like, who? I thought Jerry had a child or something. I was like, who's that baby? Jasmine, and she said, no, that's Lala. Lala's yelling. She mm-hmm. wants Jerry's attention.
Yeah, she does that. Yeah. Hola. There we go. Hola, Lala. Yes.
Lala's going to be speaking like me soon.
Oh, heaven forbid. So, tell me. Okay. You've got some other things you want to mention.
Okay, yes. I want to mention some of the charities that we have supported and we do support. Verde Esperanza, that's an organization in, actually they help with the Nogay Bugle, the children with the food and everything, and that's one that Carson suggested. Fundación Nueva Vida, and that's one of the rest homes that Jerry will soon be resting at in Howard. And
hey, if I find a rest home, I can do an exchange if they want to advertise.
Exactly. Fundación Verde Azul, Fundación Oril Es Vivir. We provided hearing aids in this year, as a matter mm-hmm. of fact. We did had two hearing aids for one of our little boys, Juan. He's not little anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Asociación Damas Salesinas, and that's a Programa de Sembradoras de Esperanza.
Mm-hmm.
Also, MUSEC, that's very popular. I think everyone has heard of MUSEC with Sister Barbara. And during the pandemic, I guess the beginning, 2020, we did a lot with St. Luke's Community Church, Centro Yavitza, Calecanto, Hogar María Guadalupe, Rotary Club in Cologne, Ronald McDonald's House, Techo, and Centro de Alcance Cologne. So we have a lot of different charities that we do assist. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we have about 10 to 15 scholarship students.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so very good.
The $50 membership dues, renewals, helps and the $60 that. New is, I mean, it goes to, mm-hmm. it goes back to the community.
I mean, tell me, do you still have people in the States that are members of?
Of course, we have people in the United States.
They keep their membership.
Yes, mm-hmm. we have people in the United States, people all around. Because they know that their $50 or $60 really helps. I mean, mm-hmm. it sounds mm-hmm. like a little bit, but it goes a long way.
That's great.
Okay, so we're mm-hmm. very pleased with that.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And so we're just trying to hang on.
Mary Lou says hello.
Hi, Mary Lou.
She's saying hello to the parrot.
Oh. Hi, Mary Lou.
She says hello, Lala. Yes. So I could move her in here, and I could have the day off, couldn't I?
I know. Lala's talking up something.
Yeah. And tell me, how is the membership? Are you managing to get new members?
We are managing. As a matter of fact, we got a new member, Brian, yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's important. Ingrid's doing an exceptional job with the website, getting new members, mm-hmm. The word of mouth. The best promotion is our members to go out and recruit new memberships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that we're going to do on the 2nd. We will have a membership table, and for all of those who want to join, can sign up. And you can do it online, and I guess Jasmine will post all mm-hmm. of our website information that one can do online and join as a member and fill out the membership card and help. We have like 5 or 6 different committees that we mm-hmm. always need help with, mainly our membership committee. That one can join and help out with that.
Okay.
So,
and what is the address? What is the dress for?
The dress.
What do people wear to come to your celebration, your Independence Day?
Okay, for our Independence Day celebration, it's going to be super casual.
Okay.
And I want it to be more like a picnic environment because the convention center is so big.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if you want to bring a blanket and set it out, we are going to have tables and chairs. But I mean shorts, jeans, T-shirts.
Okay, so chilling out.
Yeah, just chilling out.
All
something
right.
just to have fun, uh-huh. relax.
And if you want to help them save money on table hiring, like she said,
exactly.
take a blanket
or
whatever.
Bring your own blanket kind of thing.
And a hamper of food would probably go a long way as well.
So. Yes. And as I mentioned, we are going going to have a children's area, so cotton candy, popcorn, face painting, the, I don't know what they're called in English.
Neither do I, but you're waving your hands around.
Because it's the brinky brinka, the jumpy jumpity kind of thing.
Sorry. Just,
here we
what,
go.
What is it again? A jinkity jinkity
no,
jump
I,
jumpy
I call
thing?
It brinka brinka.
Okay.
But it's the jumpity jump. I say the jumpity jump because the children go in there and they jump, jump, jump.
A bouncy castle.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be a castle.
No,
but
it's just a bouncy, bouncy.
A bouncing area.
A bouncy, bouncy.
A bouncy, bouncy.
A bouncy, bouncy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have some bouncy, bouncies and the children's area is going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so we can hang around there.
It's going to be a big family event.
Okay.
You know, bring. It's not so much. I don't know if it's pet friendly. I'd have to check with the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if you could bring Lala.
Oh, wow. Not pet friendly then, is it?
No, I'm not saying that it's not, Jerry. I'm saying that I'm not sure whether or not it is.
I don't think Lala would want to go anyway.
Well, we can dress her up in red, white, and blue.
Actually, that weekend is the weekend she goes to my sister-in-law's.
Oh, okay.
She's going to look after them, after Lala, when we go on vacation. So we're taking her over that weekend.
Oh, okay. To get her used to your
yeah,
sister.
Yeah, because by the end, it's a week before we go. So during that week, she might end up back here.
Yeah.
You know, because as though she's really nice to me, she's inclined to have a go at other people.
Oh, my. Okay. But so Lala needs to go to some parrot training classes.
Yes, I think so.
Parrot obedient.
Yeah.
Class. Yeah, I hear her saying Lala.
That's Bounce House.
Bounce House.
Yeah, Renee.
Oh, Renee, you're great. Thank you so much. That's what it's called, a bounce house. Thanks so very much.
So it's a house and not a castle.
This is a very interactive.
So it's a house and not a castle then. House is okay, but castle isn't.
No,
I've never seen a bouncy house.
You've never seen it.
I've seen
well,
a bouncy
please
castle.
Come out, please come out on the second so you can see the bouncy house and
you can
start bouncing.
I can't wait.
Oh, Andre, you're still talking about movies? We're not talking about movies anymore.
That was Andre. He's gone.
Okay, he's gone.
Yes. And that's another one.
This is a very interactive radio program.
No, that's Andre. That's a different.
That's not Andres.
No, that's different. That's Andre.
Andre
dropped that little note earlier on. Yeah.
Okay.
So thanks for that, Andre. Right then. Well, I have to wish you bye-bye because I'm going.
Oh, my goodness!
I don't know if you want to stay and.
He's telling me bye. How rude.
How else am I going to get rid of you? I could just turn your microphone off.
Wishing me bye-bye. Okay, well, I'm going to enjoy the beverages. You guys come out here for a cocktail morning. It's very nice.
Where?
Here. I see the cocktails. Wow.
It's not cocktails. It's just rum.
Okay, just rum.
Just rum.
Just rum. But we could make some cocktails.
We could do, if you want to.
Yeah, I will.
I go and have a nap now, so you can...
But it's too early. Jerry, you're not off the show. It's 10 o'clock. My goodness.
Don't forget. You go, you see. Oh, dear. Where did the time go?
Oh, my goodness. The time went by so fast. Well, you guys, we're looking forward to seeing everyone on the 2nd of July from 2 until 7, 8 at the Wyndham Albrook Hotel Convention Center. Come prepared. You're red, white, and blue. And we're going to have lots of fun. Looking forward to seeing you all. Have a wonderful Wednesday. And I'm turning the mic back over to Jerry.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to wind up the program for me. That's it. I don't need to do any more. But I've got about a minute left. So.
You have a minute left
with
me?
Yeah, I've got about a minute.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so let me see. Also, like I mentioned, there are going to be many tables out there. So come out and find out about the different U.S. organizations that are here, the Lions Club, the Shriners, the Veterans, the Scouts, American Legion. There are so many. So everyone's going to have their information out. So we're going to have a good time.
Okay. So you finished your program now?
Am I finished?
You finished, yeah.
You guys have a happy hump day.
Let me.
Wednesday.
Jasmine, you got anything you want to say?
Jasmine, you have anything to say?
See you tomorrow.
Okay. No, you won't.
You won't see
them.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Yeah,
what's happening tomorrow?
She's off out. She's going on an expedition.
Oh, Jasmine will not be here. You want me to fill in for
Jasmine?
No,
thank you. In actual fact, tomorrow. In fact, I've got a music day tomorrow, haven't I?
Nobody's going to be here. I'll be here tomorrow. You guys don't
worry.
Bye. Bye, tomorrow.
Bye, Anita. Bye. Lovely to see. Look, even the parrot screaming. Okay, Lola, she's going. Don't worry. That's it. That brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Big thanks to Anita, and don't forget, we'll be keep reminding you about that event. Thanks to Andreas for this week's movie review. A big thanks to my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, Yasmin, my co-producer Neil, my co-producer Lala the Parrot. And that's about it. Big thanks to the boys and girls at Grupo Grada who keep us up and running in the mornings. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. Want to advertise, want to sponsor us? It's easy. Just give a call to 223-5162 and Yasmin will take your calls. Or you can always WhatsApp us. And the WhatsApp number, 677-18822. That's a nice one. 677-18822. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow. We've got a music Thursday here tomorrow, which is going to be nice, playing around, just relaxing, taking a rummage around the internet. Whatever it is you're doing between now and 6 tomorrow morning, do it carefully. Because what do I say? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.